Rav. Ubara Shericha.
The problem with these last two paragraphs, they're very long.
Ubara Shericha. Machilna, so a woman who is pregnant, who smelled food on Yom Kippur, and she has a taiva now to eat it, we give her to eat Achatoshim Nafsha until her soul is restored. Chole, a person who's sick, Machilna, so we became, consult experts, and based on their say so, we can eat Machilna Makim, if there are no experts there. Machilna, so Piatzmo, we feed him based on himself, Achatoshim Nafsha, until he says it suffices. First, we dip her finger in a little bit of sauce, of gravy. In other words, you shouldn't actually eat a shear, right? She just takes a little bit. Im shava nafsha, when she tastes that sauce, her she's restored. Ariyafa, that's good. Being lav, if not, nicely miguva shalisa, we give her the prohibited substance itself. Shtei baris bolif ne'er vitar v'tarfon. This is a case that happened where two, very, very interesting case, two, a pregnant woman came for a bitarfon. Sholach lanvon, he sent, I don't know what lanvon means, obviously a mistake of some sort. It means he sent to them. Trained talmidim. Two students. Amr lon, he said to the students, Aslun go, v'amr lon, and go say in the ears of the pregnant women, Tzoma rabahu, that today is Yom Kippur. Amr lon, so they said this to the first pregnant woman, the sharach. And the fetus inside stopped making trouble. He was tranquil. The Kori Ilove and Rabbi Tarfon said concerning this fetus, who when it was whispered in his mother's ear that it's Yom Kippur, that he stopped making trouble. Mibetin imi eli eliato, from the womb of my mother, you're already my God, meaning that this is a holy fetus that stopped making problems when it was told it's Yom Kippur. They came and told the second Muberis, the Lo Sharach, and he would not rest. And of course, they had to give the mother to eat. Because he loved, and they said about this Ubar, Zoru Rishoyim Yirechem, the Rishoyim were planted, or were scattered from there, from the womb. Told, they went astray, Mibeten, from the stomach, Divrei Chosam, they followed, of falsehoods.
So it's like the story of Yaakov and Esav.
Like the story of Yaakov and Esav, right? Very similar. Although, you know, it was two separate women, but very similar to Yaakov and Esav, right? Chol Omer Yaakov, the sick person says he can make it through the fast. Barofiyem, Eni Yaakov, the doctor says he can't make it through the fast. Shomin, Barofi, we listen to the doctor. Barofiyem, Omer Yaakov, the doctor says he can make it through the fast. Yaakov, Chol Omer, Eni Yaakov, we can't make it through the fast. Shreimin l'choyle, listen to the sick person. Says my that's partial. Lo tzur chayel of the Kosher, it's like this. Choyle omer yochani, the sick person says, I can make it. Roifi omer any odea, the doctor says, I don't know if he can make it. Shreim Rabbi Yochanan says, nasik is suffering the fushos, it's a questionable case, and it's the cold suffering the fushos is doichi yochanan Shabbos, and it was suffering the fushos, pushing off Shabbos, and certainly Yom Kippur as well. Continuing along these lines, we shall also bumus, somebody who has bumus, which is some faintness which comes because of hunger. Machinos of field vine train, we give him to eat even things which are not kosher, achir enav, until his eyes become re-illuminated. Mishinoshko kev chota, however, somebody who's bitten by a rabid dog, hey machinos of mechatra kovet shalo. We don't give the sick person to eat, not just on Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year, because it's treif from the diaphragm of the sick dog. That was a good question, even though that was considered by some to be a cure, but since it was not a surefire cure, so therefore they did not permit eating tarfas for that purpose. Because, I mean, I'm sure based on modern medicine, that it didn't work, so therefore, why take, you know, something which just doesn't work and have, you know, especially if it's going to drop dead from this rabies and go to the Olam Amos, you want it to have another Aveira on his shoulders, right? So don't give him to eat that, right? Ramasi Chorosh Mati, because he said it could work. Elijah Carter said, a question begun, somebody has a problem with his throat. Matthew Matoko Sam Shabbos to give him his medicine at Shabbos. Nation was serving the Fushes because it's a question of the Fushes. Called serving the Fushes, talking to Shabbos, pushed off Shabbos. Mishnuffle of my pose of an avalanche fell on somebody, or a house collapse. Safiku Sham, Safi Anusham's question if he's there or not. Savi Chaisa makes the question if he's alive or not. Savi Nafri, Savi so we don't know if it's a Jew or not. V'chpachin love, remove the avalanche. Motu Chaim, v'chpachin love, if when you remove the avalanche, you find he's still alive, you continue to move the avalanche. Remace, if you find him dead, inichu, you leave him there till after Shabbos Yontif. Okay, minayin shemachinu, so I don't know that we give to eat, even on Yom Kippur, to this woman who, or to a person who has bumbus, who has this hunger, dvela of tzimukim show truma. You give them to eat the dvela and tzimukim, whether it's Yom Kippur or not. You give them to eat sweet stuff. Dvela is figs or dates, with tzimukim show truma and raisins of truma. Now this is true even if he's strong, generally he's not allowed to eat truma. How do we know this is true? I mean, Adolf in this pasuk it says, by eating olo, they found somebody who was more dead than alive. In order to get some sugar in his bloodstream, they gave him dvela, they gave him these dates and tzimukim and these raisins. So from here we see that these are things, I guess the sugar very quickly gets the
diabetic insulin.
Something like that. So that's what gets the person going. Rabbi Chudamar, Esrim Barba, Esrono Shachal David. David ate 24 Yisoron. That was the lechem upon him he ate when he ran to Nov. And even though it wasn't a coin, he ate it because Biravon Achal, because he had this debilitating hunger, and therefore he needed for Bikoch Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan Matzei Kain. Rabbi Yochanan got this debilitating hunger, came to him. And he ate whatever he could find in front of him at the moment. The Kohen Lavin, the second turning, this that he said about himself, wisdom gives its owner's life, meaning he was very happy that he remembered this principle that you chop and rind, you eat something quickly in order to get out of this illness. Tani, we learned Machino, so as Hakol Bikal. You give him everything, the lighter thing. In other words, if you have a choice, for example, between Nevela and Truma, Malchino Slami Truma, we give him Truma, which is a lighter prohibition. What I was going to say, because Truma is one as there's the Rabbonan, and Nevela is still Doraisa. Okay? Tevel Shviz, if you have a choice, give Tevel or Shviz. Malchino so Shviz, give him Shviz, because it's not Chiyu Misa. Chala V'Orla, if you have Chala and Orla to give, and he's Yisrael, who's Chiv Misa, both of those things, it's actually, there's a difference. That Chala is, Orlo is Oser Banoa, and Chala is not Oser Banoa, but it's Nisr Misa. So we don't know which is considered to be more severe, that which is Oser Banoa, that which is Nisr Misa. Amr Rabbi Yisr said, Kashiise Kume, I asked the Kasha Kume Rabbi Bo. Truma, how can you say that Truma is lighter than the Vela? Truma ma'avon miso. For Truma, you get death. And the Vela will also say, only transgressors alive. So, Batomar Achain, and then you said you give him Truma over the Vela, how come? So he says, Kamadomar Shemei Lanky Blue Samais, going like being told the Mises Bismana said, is because we accepted that upon ourselves. Okay? Says more further. Simone Kelev Shoyte. The sign of a rabid dog. Peep Sucha, his mouth is open. Rear Yorate, he's salivating, he's foaming at the mouth. Osnav Sruchos, his ears are lying down. Znova Nusan Ben Yarchosav, and his tail is between his two thighs. Machlet Sonim, he walks on the side, he slinks along. Other dogs bark at him. Some say he also barks. Main kol nishman, you cannot hear him bark.
I think means he's like swaying back and forth.
Oh, he's swaying. That might be.
So.
Okay, you might be right about that. Maiske dog named Caleb Shoyte. What's the matter this with this dog? How did he become what he is? Rabbi Shmuel Chanamah Ruach Chazazi Solobo, he has some rabid spirit within him. The Chayar Choronim on the other side, Isha also Kshafim Bo Dekas Bo, it's a woman who was making witchcraft and used him as a guinea pig, and that's why he got this rabidness. Germani Avdi Rabbi Yudha Nesiyah. Germani, who was the slave, that was his name. The slave Rabbi Yudha Nesiyah Nashul.
Probably.
The Gillian Ephraim brings down where it is. I forget where it is. He brings down, they'll be where the other place. Nashkokov Shoite, he was the bitten by a rabid dog. Bechilim Echatzakov Echelon, they gave him the diaphragm of the rabid dog. Vilnoni Srapim Yov, he never got better. Now, in general, Ayomel Chodim Shenashkokelev Shoite Vechoya. Don't believe somebody who says that he was bitten by a rabid dog and he survived. That he was bitten by a certain type of serpent and he survived. Shabbatzo prayed that he was kicked by a mule v'chaya and he survived. Uvayva prayed levon, it's only a white mule which has this problem. Minayin shesavim nefashas tochel Shabbos. How many know the savim nefashas push up Shabbos? Rav Moshe Yochanan said, because it says, achas shabbosai tishmoru. However, my Shabbos is you should keep the ach is superfluous. A mute. So it means that you should keep Shabbos except on the conditions of Bikuach Nefesh. He's the boy Amar. That's learning from Xeris Akosu. The other is the Sfora. Those who want to say Chalel of Shabbos, who Yoshev and Mishabbos Shabbos Asarbe. Be Machal, this one Shabbos on him, so he can then keep many more Shabbos. In other words, the net result is positive, so therefore be Machal the Shabbos. It's a Svara, not a Pasuk. Okay?
What about the general principle of Rechaibah?
That might not apply to Shabbos. Doesn't apply to the big three. So it's not foolproof. Rezir Rebbe Kibbush Rebbe Yochanan said, "Mavu Yishakula Wakum." If you have a alleyway, which is mostly goyim, the Yisrael Echodar V'Socho, and one Jew lives there, V'Naflu B'Mapolis, and an avalanche falls there. So then Mifakin Lav, and you don't know which one is under, the one Jew or one of the other goyim. So you move the avalanche, which fill Yisrael Shoshom for the Yisrael's there, even though he's a minority. Because in Bikoch Nevesh, we don't follow majority minority. And Echon, how much of it can you, the actor reveal in order to check whether he's alive or not? Train Amoraim, there are two Amoraim who argue about this. Chadim Ha'archo Tomo, you have to reveal up to his nose to check his breathing. The Choron Amar Ad Tiburo, the other side, until his navel. He who said you check his nose, but who to have a kayim? And somebody who's kayim, and here the name Moshe means kayim, means sustained, and that means somebody who's lean. So you can check for heartbeat, actually. You don't have to check for whether he's breathing. So you just go up to his navel, and you can check to see if there's, you know, heartbeat, if the systems are working, right? Atiburo. Yep. Maybe should change that.
Maybe the gear system's
on. No, I thought so, but I just misunderstood it. Mandamar ad chotomo buhuda avakayim. He says to go to the nose is by somebody who's lean, because the nose is better. Now I see the talk of the Pnei Moshe is difficult. I didn't understand exactly what was difficult, but the Mecha mind complains about the Pnei Moshe. What he says is, The way he explains the Gemara is, Mandamar ad chotomo buhuda avakayim is talking about somebody who's lying, who's in a straight, not necessarily prone, not prone, probably vertical. Standing up. So you check from the top. From the top down until you get to his nose. Right? But he who says you check to the navel, that's talking about manamar chotama buda hava ravitz. Somebody who's crouching or lying down. So then it's you check. No, you check across to get to his navel. In other words, if he's up and down, so all you have to do is dig down to his nose and see if he's still breathing. But if he goes across, so then you have to check much more of the body. Okay. So No, you have to go to his navel. I'm sorry. Did I get that right? If he's standing up, you go to his nose. If he goes if he's sideways, then you go to his navel. What were you about to ask?
So what does that have to do with being lean?
Nothing, according to him. According to him, it has nothing to do with being lean or fat. It has to do with being standing straight up, right position.
Why just can't be that they differ upon what method person exists by? Breathing versus...
Well, that's what Carbon Ada says, right. Kind of. But I don't like that. I don't think that that fits into the push-up shot here.
Breathing versus heartbeat. Yeah.
I tried to fit into the words. You're opening into the words. Try being into the words. That doesn't work. It won't. Because it says, what do you do with the words rock, kaim, and rocking, or ravut, or whatever it is? You know, I have to give, come up with an explanation for that. You know some of my problem?
Yeah.
It was just a question of what's the easy position to check them, so enunciate the machlokas that way.
But you hear it, so you won't change the gear set to rubbish, you just say it's about who to have a
raccoon.
Raccoon,
raccoon, I'm not sure exactly what it says.
Ra, which means greater by, which which is the greater system that you know, it goes back to the age-old halacha dispute as to what determines that.
That's the sugya.
Right. So this is it.
But it's hard to say tibur means the heart because it is the navel.
I understand. It is the navel. There's the ritualist specifically says the navel. Yeah, there are these or something.
Yeah,
the only thing would be for the navel is to see if it's going up and down if the person's breathing. Right. So then the stomach will go up and down, especially if
that's true. Anyway, that's what I think it is. They're both going on breathing. Maybe that explains a little bit more why you're checking down there. I guess the diaphragm is around there, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, in any event, says the word for the Tani Azoris, some use quick and magic kor nevesh meshubach, he's praiseworthy. But Nishal, it's interesting what that means. The Korban says Nishal means a Rav who never taught his Baobatim the lochs of kiddach of pikor nevesh. So they have to come back to ask him. You see that? In other words, if you have to ask, so you lose precious time asking what to do. So a person who's nishal, because he never taught his congregation hilchos pikuach nefesh, that's maguna. That's bad. The shoyl, somebody actually goes to the rabbi to ask the question. Now he's a shoyl, he's a murderer, because he should have saved the guy in the meantime. Ask questions, save first, ask questions later. Right? Time will call the vashu sakona. And what's the role you should have?
Never ask, just do. Because if you ask, it's always us.
So who tells? Never ask.
Okay. But, so why by Chazal do you ask? Okay.
It's two.
Says more further. Tani, kol davar shushal sakana, anything which sakana, it's a famous maisa, as you know, I'm sure, about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the outbreak of cholera in Vilna.
No.
1840s was an outbreak of cholera in Vilna. And it was over Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yisrael went up on the bima, extreme chakras, and didn't just say he had to eat. Took wine and cake and made Kiddush and Mizonos. And the other Rabbanim in Vilna were upset at him because they held it wasn't such a big Pikuach Nefesh. Because the doctor said it wasn't big Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yisrael made him famous the first before the Muslim movement was founded. He hadn't yet founded it. Got up and he made Kiddush and Mizonos in front of everybody and had everybody eat. And this was Rabbi Yisrael, so people actually listened. So that's what it says here. Tani kol davar shushal sakana. Rabbi Yisrael definitely is a rachakash. The Chassidim say, that the Lubavitchers say, not now, not anymore. Now they don't have any, they don't sensitivity anymore. But they said the Lubavitchers at the time said, Hashem's about Rebbe Yisrael, Hashem sent the Misnagdim one Rebbe Shneshama, and they muffed it. Okay, trust those Misnagdim to ruin everything. All right. So in any event, Tani don't say let a guy handle it. Tani were minors handed. Afilu b'gdolim b'Yisrael, the gdolim b'Yisrael. Now that's only Sakona. What about the following case? There's a fire in the courtyard of Yosi ben Simoi, who was some amoyer, I guess, in Sichin. The fire extinguishers. Cats are like launderers, but here I assume it means, you know, the fire brigade of Tzipori came lechaboso on Shabbos. Loi niachem, he didn't allow them. Omri said, "Anichu legabai, let the collector come. Shikvitz chovano with the tzamaka from Hashem. Miat kosher levaanan. Immediately the clouds gathered v'chibo and Hashem extinguished the fire." Motzei Shabbos, nevelos Motzei Shabbos, shoch lechol echom veechom meim. So he sent every member of the fire brigade of Sela, and leader Chamishim Dinar, in order to make sure that they continue to come and they shouldn't feel that they came for naught. Amr Chachoyim said, "Lo yitzarich la'asos kein." He didn't have to pay for it actually, because if goyim, even if the goyim had put out his fire, because halachas of goyim can put out your fire on Shabbos, you don't have to tell them no. You can allow them to do so. So that's what he should have done. Or rather, that's what he could have done. Right? Chad Naftoi, there was a certain guy from Nofes, this town. Amigir Rabbi Yoina was the landlord of Rabbi Yoina. Nofles Lake Otob, Migurte Rabbi Yoina, so the fire came there. Also in Niftaya, that guy came, Boy Metafto, he wanted to put it out. Lo Shavke Rabbi Yoina would not allow him. Amalei, so he said, I would kind of transpose the last letter of each of the next words in order to make it more palatable. Amalei, Bigdim Medalach. He says, so the guy said to Rabbi Yoina, in Mazel, do we go, it'll be like from you? Meaning Gdi in Aramaic is Mazel. And Medalach means yours. So I think what he said to him was, again, I transpose letters here. And what he said to him is, oh, you don't want me to put out the fire, even though I'm the landlord, will you take upon yourself my loss as a result of this? And he said yes, formerly in. And as a result of his saying yes, Vishtaziv Kula, all the property of this guy was saved, because he obviously was a very holy man, and therefore the moment he accepted Achrayas, the Hashem made sure that he wouldn't have to pay anything. Rabbi Yudan Kfar Ami Pires Gute Agdisha, Rabbi Yermi Yudan Kfar Ami Sama Moira, just not Moira. You know, one of those. First, the Gvilte or arbitrarily decides halacha, and has no Ruach HaKodesh, of course. First, Gvilte HaKodesh, he put his Gvilte HaKodesh, there was a danger of fire attacking his friend's cut grain, and so he put his garment in. Venura Akamine, the fire fled from in front of Rabbi, whoever this was, Rabbi Yudah. Okay? Halacha Vav. Chatos v'Oshem v'adai mechaprim. The chatos in the definite Oshem mechaprim. Misavir mekipurim mechaprim im hachuva. Together with chuva. Hachuva chaperes averes kalos chuva atones for lighter averes ala seva losa se paskimen zegimen v'achamuru sutoan, and the more severe averes it dangles the kapara achi ava yom kipurim yom mechaprim until yom kippur comes and completes the kapara. Time to learn over there. Unintentional defiling of the Beis HaMikdash and its kachim. Sorry, Nasib Ifnim, the goat which is done inside the Kodesh, V'yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Shal Aver Shabbatar and other Aves Shabbatarah, Kalos, the lighter ones, Chamuros, more stringent ones, Donuts, intentional ones, Shkokos, unintentional ones, Hodah, where a person became aware of it, Vloda, and didn't become aware of it till later. I say, we'll also say a positive command, negative command, Karisus, Umisos, based in, The idea of Carson, the idea of being killed in court. Sorry, Mishtalech, and the Sorry actually, I was supposed to see. Sorry, Mishtalech, Chaper, all these things, Sorry, Mishtalech, was Machaper for all of them, right? Says the Gemara.
Gee, what is this, low?
Lohi Kalos Ase?
Oh, it's a question, right, I forgot. Lohi Kalos Ase, Velos Ase? It says in this price we just quoted Kalos, Chamuros Ase, and Los Ase. Isn't that redundant? And it says Chamuros, and Misa Kris and Misa Spacin. Aren't those redundant? Lohi Kalos Ase, Velos Ase? It's not Kalos, the same thing as Ase and Los Ase. Lohi Chamuros, Kris and Misa Spacin, is not Chamuros, the things that you get put to death to. So the price seems to be repetitive. So if you don't remember, Kinemas is what the Mishnah means to say. Hakalos Vachamuros. If you have lighter ones and more stringent ones, also not kalos and should pay much attention to via chamuros, bein shalasam bezodom, bein shalasam bezodom, whether you did them intentionally or unintentionally, or didn't do intentionally, also that you're atoned for, and also, and the next word is also type instead of a chamuros, should be ashkogos, the unintentional ones, bein shalasavadeh lo ben, whether you're aware of them, we're not aware of them. Elena Kalos, what are the lighter ones? I say the lows I say. Elena Chamus, what are the more stringent ones? Krisos, whom Misos based it. And concerning them, Kshem Shah Sora and Nitanasim, if name, just like the Sora made on the inside, Mechapra, as donors atones for intentional sins, the Tosh Kogos, and leaves unintentional ones not necessarily atoned for? Oh, I got it. Okay, because it's talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim, in order to be in Karma, you have to be aware that you're Matami the Mikdash, right? You have to be aware and then forgotten and done it. Does anybody remember that vague memory? In order to be Chayv Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim, you have to have Yediyah B'Tchila and perhaps Yediyah B'Sof. You have to be aware that you were Tami at one point and perhaps become aware after you were enter base and make sure you were Tami at the time. Okay, so in any event, Hashem Shasorim Nasim Bifnim Mechaper has done the Tolish Gogos. The Sori now, which is done in the inside of the Beis Hamikdash, atones for intentionally being Metame Mikdash, and it prevents punishment until you find out for Shogeg and can bring the proper Korban. Now the Korban and the Gilfrain both take out the next five words. Av Sari Mishleach, so to the Sari Mishleach would send down the cliff, Mechaper. It atones for all these things. So it says, Manicha Lohoda. I understand that the Sari Mishleach atones for. Yeah. It says here, Sari Mishleach is Mechaper for all these things, right? For all the Averis which you did until Yom Kippur. So Nicha Lohoda. That makes sense if he does not aware of the Averis. So Yom Kippur will be Mechaper for unintentional Averis. But Hoda, but what if he knew about that Vera? If Yom Kippur passes, does it absolve responsibility? How could this be? Lochentin, and then we learn, Chavi Chatos HaShom's Vadain, suddenly it's Chayt Bim, definite Chatos for definitely having sin. Or it's Oshem, which is for another type of sin, a definite Karbon. Shara Lehim Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur passed over and they didn't yet bring the Karbonos, Chayavin! You're Chayav still to bring the Karbon. So we see Yom Kippur doesn't obliterate your record. So I can say Chayovas Hashomos Tulim Peturim. So I can say some is Chayav Nashim Tolis Potter, right? It shouldn't be Potter. It should be Chayav. Just like Chayav Chatas after Yom Kippur passes, so to say with Nashim Tolim. So Rabbi Merchia said, "Benches Valdei Lo Bohen, Benches Lonis Valdei Lo Bohen." It means the Asham Toli, I should put it. The Asham Toli, whether you knew that you committed a Kosafik Aver or not, you have to bring an Asham Toli. Doesn't make any sense. But it means like this. When you knew before Yom Kippur, whether you knew before Yom Kippur or not, that the other being Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. Yeah, I think that that's it. Again, all right, boom, brachia, bench is vadeh lo boen, bench lo is vadeh lo boen. And Rosh Hashanah, your chayev.
That's the opposite of what I thought.
Korvitz says, Arabum Barchia, bench is vadeh boen, bench lo is vadeh lo boen. Whether you need it to bring Rosh Hashanah or not. Yom Kippur erases the necessity of bringing Rosh Hashanah. You don't bring Rosh Hashanah after Yom Kippur. Because even if you weren't aware whether you were chayiv to bring Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur or not, since you sin before Yom Kippur acts in lieu of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, because basically Rosh Hashanah is a karma which is brought in order to protect you from potential liabilities and punishment, right? Yom Kippur can do that. As opposed to Chatos and Rosh Hashanah, Chatos and Rosh Hashanah is not just to protect you. You're required to bring it. It's mandatory at that point after you sin. So that Yom Kippur can't serve in lieu of. Okay? So he says, whether you knew before Yom Kippur or not about your Ashram Toli, after Yom Kippur you don't have to be in Ashram Toli. Okay? Now the all the Mepharshim take the next three lines out and put them back later on. So we start now from Tama Tninon, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down.
So then no one will bring in Hashem Torah. They'll always wait till Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but they'll be afraid in the meantime that they'll have bad luck. That's the problem. Tama Tninon, we learned over there, Elu Chayavin Azdona Karis Vashir Gosam Chat Tuchet. There's certain averes which you do, if you do intentionally, you're Chayav Karis. If you do them unintentionally, you get a Chet. But lo other shlem, if you don't know if you try, that's not Hashem Torah. You bring Rosh Hashanah in the meantime. Ask the Gemara, why is that? Lo kvar kippur, Yom Kippur, didn't you just say Yom Kippur works instead? So Rishim Rishim Rav Levi Sukkaya said, fascinating answer. Then why do you keep putting him on my sisi? Now you have to bring Rosh Hashanah? Where you rebelled against God on Yom Kippur. So is Yom Kippur mechaper for you when you rebel on Yom Kippur?
If you don't accept Yom Kippur as being mechaper, as you're rebelling, then it shouldn't.
That's going to be a machlokas, actually. But our Mishnah will say you don't get Yom Kippur.
He doesn't recognize it, so it doesn't exist for him. He's married.
Well, it's not just that. It means that what I mean to say is that he holds Yom Kippur's mechaper at a certain point of time on Yom Kippur, which is.
Does he actually hold it?
No, you're right. I'm throwing in too much. It's not about a case where a guy was married on Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur won't work for him. So that's it, it's being an Hashem Tali. That's all there is to it. You're right. Yom Kippur Masis. Now the Gemara throws, now the Mepharshim throwing that line from the fourth line of the Gemara. V'lama lo'amar b'shalon isfadelo. Why did they say it's only about a case where he didn't become aware of it? In other words, instead of saying it's only about Mario Kippur, say it's only about a guy who wasn't aware of this Chayav and Hashem Toli. So Yom Kippur's not Mechaper for him. Yom Kippur Mechaper. So it tells us, must be, that even if he didn't know whether you're going to be Chayav and Hashem Toli or not, Yom Kippur atones for it, it doesn't matter. Okay, by definition, it takes the Chayav and Hashem Toli. A mitzvah sasei, afalpi shelo asa tshuva, even though you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Lo sasei, Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, v'u shelo asa tshuva, it only is mechaper if you also did tshuva as well. Okay?
That's interesting. So they're saying that
Yom Kippur is
mechaper on
an asei
without tshuva.
Yeah. And Mara's going to get
into
that in greater detail next
Mara. Let's assuming that he does the mitzvah
to say
afterwards.
No.
That's
a new cheshbon. The old cheshbon is erased. Right? Oh, man.
So not putting on tefillin. Yom Kippur's mechaper for...
Yeah, but he won't get all the miles of it as if he had put on tefillin. Okay. Akadei Kachi doesn't get. Okay. Somebody says, I will sin, I will do tshuva. I will sin, and I do tshuva. Amos being the last is tshuva. We don't in heaven give him enough time to do tshuva. Ech the Yom Kippur Mechaber, a person says, I'll send Yom Kippur to atone. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaber, Yom Kippur doesn't atone. Aver Shebein Odom Lamok, Aver between man and God, Yom Kippur Mechaber. The Shebein Ben Chaver, those between man and man, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaber, Yom Kippur is not atone, Achirat to Chaver until he appeases his friend. Zudurai Shebein Lozman Azayah, Zudurai Lozman Azayah. Mikol Chatei Seichem, from all your pussy, and sleep in the Hashem Titor, before God, you should become Tor. Aver Shebein Lamokom, which are leaf near Hashem, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Shebein Lechaver, those between you and your friend, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur Sam Mechaper, Ad Shirat is Chaver until you please your friend. Omer Yekiva, Ashreichem Yisrael! Praiseworthy are you, O Jews, leaf near me atem metarim, before whom are you metar yourselves, whom you metar yourselves, and who does purify you, Avichem Sheba Shomayim. Father in heaven, Shneimar, as it says, I myself will sprinkle pure water on you. Vayomer says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. God is Am Yisrael's mikveh. My mikveh Taras Atzmeim, Avakosh Baruch Matam Taras Yisrael. Okay, now, I have a bunch of interesting cases. Homer ain't oil mechaperis. I say, this oil is not mechaper. Or, ain't oil mechaperis olai. The soil I'm bringing is not mechaper on me. Nonetheless, mechaper is he. Works for you anyway. Tough! You don't need emunah in the ola. You brought the ola, it works. It's mechaper. Okay? If she shit the chaper li, that's the, if you said, I know it's mechaper. I admit that, but I don't, it can't be mechaper for me. Then, ain't a mechaper slow. Al korcho. It doesn't, it's not mechaper on him. Once he rejected, in other words, he rejects the concept of Ola. It's ironic. He rejects the concept of Ola, right? Ain't Ola Mechaperes. So then he achieves the Kapar of the Ola. He says, it's not Mechaper for me. It's not Mechaper for him against his will. You see the difference?
Yeah. One is a general statement, the other is more specific.
So the Gilui Ephraim gives a tremendous chav. He says, it's like this Masna Mashkosa Batura. If you want to make a transaction, you want there to be, and you want it to cheat somebody in the transaction. So you can come to him in one of two ways. You can say, I'm doing a transaction, I'm an asset, I can cheat you. Right? That's one way of looking at it, right? Or I'm making a transaction, I'm an asset, there's no such thing as cheating in the Torah. No prohibition on cheating in the Torah. So there we say that if he makes the condition, I'm an asset, that I can cheat you, so he can be moichel, right? Says I'm not asked that there's no cheating in the Torah. That's Mashkos B'Torah. It says there's cheating in the Torah, right? So it's a very basic difference. So here it's kind of the opposite, right? You say if he says Ein Olam Mechaper, right? There's no such thing in the Torah. Of course it's there in the Torah, right?
This is actually a Chefetz Gavra issue, isn't it?
What?
This is like Chefetz Gavra.
Kind of like Chefetz Gavra, right? So if you say it's about you, so
yeah,
then we listen to you. But if you say it's about the Chefta, that you can't deny that it exists in the Torah. Just like you can't be Master Mashakos of the Torah and say there's no unknown in the Torah. It is a case of unknown before, why? Yeah, cheating you. So if I say there's no cheating, no prohibition on cheating, we don't listen to you, right? If you cheat, you cheat, and you have to pay back. So to here, if you say there's no kapar in an ola, there is kapar and ola. You can't deny it. It's not bekoich. But you want to sever yourself from ola and say, there is another Torah, but I want to be able to treat you. That's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it works. So too, if I say, there is ola and Torah, but I want to work for me, that works too, meaning that the ola in that case doesn't work. I cannot uproot the concept of ola from the Torah, but I can sever my relationship to the ola. Okay? Now, if a person said, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Mechaper, see the tones anyway. If she is Mechaper Li, here we have two gear souls. Gemara says, Mechaper Lubal Korcho. Gemara says, Yom Kippur works anyway. Tough. You can't sever your connection with Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Jewish soul is bound up in Yom Kippur inherently.
How is this different from the one we had the Moreh, the Yom Kippur before?
We're going to get there. So the other version here, in fact, is Gilead Ephraim's gear soul is, that in fact Yom Kippur and Ola are exactly the same. Amar Chinah Brei Rav Hillel, Chinah son of Rav Hillel said,
There's something missing here. He argued anyway. If you take a look at Pnei Moshe in the medium lines are almost at the bottom. Anyway, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line. So you see it says V'chaser Khan? See that? Makes the opposite, exact opposite case. That a korban, even though he says, even he says, I don't want the korban to work for me, he brought it. Of course it's going to work for you. So it's, you already have a shaykhus by dint of the fact that you brought it. Lo kula mean barnash memelamalka loyitzas molich. Amazing statement. Yom Kippur, you can't do that. You can't say to a king, you're not a king. By an oil, he says that.
No, it's the exact opposite. One second.
Ola, he can't say he brought an ola. Of course, it's his. Even if he says, I don't want the ola to be mechaper for me. By definition, it's his. But by Yom Kippur, if you say you don't Yom Kippur be mechaper, you're saying is I don't want the king to be my king. And in that case, that act of treason is enough that Yom Kippur is not going to work for him. So that's how he's saying.
That's
the Maribium? That's Yom Kippur, right. Right, that's his saying. Again, I've seen inside here now. Amrei Chida Breit Avila, lo kula min adein barnash is not proper for a person. Meimel Malka Leisat Molach. If he says that, he doesn't achieve the Kapor of Yom Kippur. Now, Ha'ola Mechaper Sira Leiv, Ola is Mechaper for thoughts in the hearts. My time it was, it say, Va'ol Ruchachem Ha'yo Lo Siye. That which is in your hearts, goes in your spirits, in your hearts, will not come to pass. And the drush is there, it says, Va'ola Aruchachem. You see that the Ola comes on your spirits. In other words, on things that you think. That's how we learn it out. So this is by Yov. V'ishki Baboki got up early. V'hela Olos Misbrokuni gave Olos corresponding to the amount of kids that she has. And it says there in Eov, because lest they had a bad thought. Hada Oimer. Shalom Mechabez here, Levi teaches Ola to tone for thoughts in the heart. Period. Rabbi Oimer, very famous drasha. Hakol Avershin B'Torah, on all Avershin Torah, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Automatically, even without tshuva, chutz me, except for Haporiko, somebody who shakes off the yoke of Torah. V'Amevim Bris, somebody who doesn't properly keep Bris Mila. V'Megalpoyim B'Torah, and somebody who brazenly denies the validity of Psukim in the Torah. V'Masa tshuva miskapirlo. On those, Yom Kippur itself is not Mechaper, he must do tshuva. Maybe the tshuva atones for him, v'imlavin, if not, a miskapilu doesn't atone. Rabbi Zvi, Rabbi Yossi, Maksha! Rabbi Zvi, Zvita said, Rabbi Yossi asked, Mizbar Savar, Rabbi Shem, Kippurim, Mechaper, below tshuva? Does Rabbi Yol that normally Yom Kippur works out tshuva? Rabbi Yash, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Chib, Rabbi Yochanan said, Moda Rabbi Shein Tshuva Mechaper, Moda Rebbe She'en Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ela B'tshuva. Now here actually the Pnei Moshe changes the girsa. He says actually that it says that Rebbe holds a Yom Kippur as Mechaper without tshuva. Where is it? Somehow he changes the girsa. He makes major girsa changes. The Rebbe Yashian said Rayashin said the name of Rabbi Chia that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without tshuva. But regardless, Hamisa Mechaper is below tshuva. Misa atones without tshuva. Interesting thing. Death has atonement on its own even without tshuva. We learn Tani Yom Misa Yom Tshuva. The day of death is like the day of tshuva. Mati Sua Rebbe. Who holds that? Rebbe. Just like Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper without tshuva because it's a cleansing process, so too the day of death is Mechaper without tshuva because it's a cleansing process. Havoy had heavy hadol d'kninan. So that which we learned, the Misa Yom Kippur Mechaper im tshuva, the local Rebbe, because Rebbe holds they work without tshuva. Shara Masib ben Chorus. It's a gvaldi, it's a tremendous chiddush, Rebbe. It's really tremendous because he holds
You don't need tshuva to be mechaper. Yom Kippur is such a holy day. Poof. All that kedusha spills out on you and cleanses you even without tshuva. It's an amazing concept.
That's only been on Yom Kippur.
No. It's only been on Yom Kippur, right. Gemara is going to say it explicitly on the base. Shara Masi Bekosh Reb Lozim Ben Azariah B'Yeshiva. He asked him in the yeshiva. Omar Lo, he said to him, Shamata Arbi Chaluki Kapar, did you hear the four gradations of Kapar Shrabi Yishmol Dorish Shrabi Shol Darshan? Omar Lo, so he said, there weren't really four. They really responded. The Shol Hashem Chutz Min HaTshuva. The three levels, besides Tshuva, and Tshuva is necessary for each of the three levels. What are the three levels? Kasav Echor Ema Pasay Tshuva, Barim Shomim, come back, wayward children. Kasav Echor Omer, on this day he will achieve kapore. The cause of echo diamond upon success. Upakati beshevet pishom. I'm going to hit them with the staff because I have ears. Cause of echo diamond, me chupa avon azel ochem at musun. Your sin will be atoned until you die. Okay, said Hausa. Avram mitzvah say vishov, right? This argues on Rebbe. Rebbe holds you don't need tshuva, right? This holds you need tshuva. If you transgress, it's the same do tshuva miyad, immediately. Eino zazi komi, don't move from that spot. Achim cholo, until the Torah, Hashem forgives you. Olava kosav oimer, concerning this, the Torah says, shuvu barim shovim, just do tshuva. Hoimer mitzvah loza say somebody transgress a negative command, vishov, miyad me, does tshuva. Hatshuva begins the process, but Yom Kippurim mechaper. He still needs Yom Kippur as a cleansing, right? Because he transgressed something. Well, if a kosav omer, then that's the person says, "Ki bayom ezeh yechaper aleichem." Today, I'll atone for you. However, kisus and mitzvahs based. If somebody transgressed something, would you require chayv koritz or mitzvahs based in? The mezid, if he transgresses mezid, hatshuva Yom Kippurim mechaper mechzo. Tshuva Yom Kippur duvav. And afflictions the rest of the year. They do another half. All of our kosu v'aymer concerned that both says upakati b'shevet pishamayo, visit with the staff their iniquities umegoyim and with afflictions avon and their averos avomishen ischalo b'shem shamayim b'tzavim kreitz chil Hashem ein koyach lo b'tshuva, he has no power neither with tshuva for Yom Kippur litlos. To dangle him, v'lobi yom kippurim lechaper, v'lobi suin lamar, he's not be certain to complete the process. Ela tshuva v'yom kippurim lechaperim shlish, they're only a third. V'aisuim lechaperim shlish, and afflictions get another third. V'amisa memarekis, and the death completes his kapur. B'yisurin memarekis b'yisurin. Actually, it says here he has to die torturous death. V'amisa memarekis b'yisurin. It's not just enough that he lives yisurin; he's got to die yisurin. So he's bad news. All of our customers are concerned this cry. It says, "If you chupar oven as a lochem at musum, will the aver be will be atoned for until you die?" All the man who shall be some records. We see that death completes the process. I'm Rabbi Yechiel. It's really very blessed. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel. You know, Rabbi Akiva. You know, Rabbi Lezman, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. They hold like that. There's the four, three gradations of kapara. So if I had Rabbi who says Yom Kippur works by itself. These Tanoim will hold that sometimes Yom Kippur works and sometimes not, depending on the severity of the sin. But then we have a third opinion. The Soyer La'azaz was mechaper for all these things, even without Yisurim and Misa, even for Chil Hashem. Im ain't Soyer, if there's no goat, like Vizman Hazeh, Hayoy mechaper. The day is mechaper. Now, of course, with Tshuva, it's not Rebbe. Needs Tshuva, but with Tshuva, the day is mechaper. Case of Mechaper, when's Mechaper? Zero Mer Kosher when it comes in. As long as some part of Yom Kippur is passed. Rabbi Chananya Mar Besoif. Only at the end of the day. It's a story in Isha Lacha that Rabbi Yoshe Ber went out with his father for Yom Kippur afternoon. I know exactly what doing outside afternoon, but Rabbi Yoshe Ber said to his father, "Wow, what a beautiful sunset." And his father said, "The amazing thing about the sunset is that this sunset has a unique quality and that it's mechaper that atones for that virus as it goes down," which is what we're saying here. So Rabbi Yoshe brings us down as an example of how the Brisker sees the world. There is no poetry in the Brisker view of the world. There's only halacha. Okay? precedent, you know, things like that. So says more further. Rav Zira Mer Koshu immediately when comes here Chanan Mer Basoif. What's the difference between the two? Mace, and it's a typo, it should be Mace Miyad. He dies immediately after Yom Kippur comes in. So according to the opinion which holds the beginning of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Chief Kapora. According to the opinion which holds the end of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, he has not achieved Kapora. I'll die to the Rabbi Zira, for I keep a Kor Rabbi Zira immediately ready to achieve Kapora, I'll die to the Rechina, low keeper. I'm Rabbi Zira, as Zira said, Mathis Messiah the Rabbi Chanina. It's the Rabbi Chanina, that's the end of the day. Why, what is that? It says, Chomer Besoyer, Masha'en B'Yom Kippur. This event says there's verity when there's a goat, which does not apply when there is no goat. The Yom Kippurim is verity Yom Kippur when there is no goat, over B'Soyer when there is a goat. How so? Shri Yom Kippurim Mechaber Lo Soyer, Yom Kippur is Mechaber without a goat, B'Soyer Enu Mechaber Ela B'Yom Kippurim. And the Soyer is not only Mechaber if it's Yom Kippur. Now, as you bring the Soyer any other day, it's not Mechaber. Chomer Soyer, what's this ready by the goat itself? Shasor Mechapiyad, the Soyer is Mechapiyad when it's slaughtered. Yom Kippurim Mechapir Mishatechshach. Yom Kippur is only Mechapir once night falls. So that's what he's saying. When there's a Bismachi basically meets the Shoya Kaim, all the people were told for immediately when the Soyer also was done. They didn't have to wait till nightfall. Nowadays, you have to wait till nightfall in order to achieve full Kapora. Okay, the death be over. Now that's a right, Rabbi Chanina, that the kapar has achieved the end of the day. On Rabbi Chudrach said, no, not necessarily. He tops this. I asked this question. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Barmi said, maybe the kapar really occurs in the middle of the day, but this is a case. Tiputishir, but Daitan Levi Siachar, that we go by the end of the day when he had in mind to bring another goat because your first goat became possible, right? For lo aviv, and he never ended up bringing it. So the whole day. You didn't really, it ain't over till it's over, and therefore you don't get kapara until nightfall. Right? Because where there's a Soyer, and the Soyer is kosher, so that does the kapara. But where the Soyer turned out to be possible, you wait to another one, so whatever comes first is mechaper, the second Soyer, or nightfall. Because the original one is worn on the bridge. But
how could you have a mandal when it says that the beginning of Yom Kippur achieves Kippur if you have to have the Soyer Lazozo?
That's icing on the cake, according to him.
Only icing?
Yeah.
It makes such a big thing out of it.
It's not necessary, though. As long as you did tshuva. Now it's a little bit hard of Yom Kippur. That's the quality of Yom Kippur. That maybe arouses the people to do tshuva who otherwise wouldn't have done tshuva. But you yourself, as long as you do tshuva, Yom Kippur works, right? And say even the soil laws also is not necessary, right? Says the Gemara, amazing question. You know, I have never seen it. It's amazing. I'm going to speak with hyperbole, but it's true. I have never seen such a question the Gemara is about to ask. What the Gemara asks? Rabbi Yitzhak Rebun Boy, Veina Kodesh Baruch Hu Roes Anola V'Yichaper Miyad. Isn't that an amazing question?
Amazing.
He's asking the question. We just got through with a case where it's not Mechaper till the end of the day. Where you intend to bring another goat, and you ended up not bringing it. So whatever, what's Mechaper, either the second goat or the end of the day. But he says, this is an amazing, astounding theological question. He says, but Hashem knows where you're going to bring another goat or not. So if he knows you're not going to bring another goat, so let him be mechaper from earlier in the day, as opposed to waiting for the end of Yom Kippur for you.
Even this bechira chashis, so the person may always.
Of course, that's why it's amazing Gemara. The Gemara is actually bringing God's foreknowledge into the play. In trying to determine what goes on, and we never, ever, ever do that. It's axiomatic that we don't understand how God's foreknowledge interacts with, you know, patterns of, you know, this world. But then we're asked, and of course, it's the type of question which you don't answer. Okay? Shmuel Amar. Shmuel said, I in the Chotel Chavrei, some you sin against his friend, Sarach Meimar Le, has to say to the friend, Sarach is Allah, I did bad to you. Vin Kavle, If his friend accepts his request for mechila, hotavus is good. If he loves not, ma'aseh b'nei nash has got to bring other people and fights to come on and appease this guy in front of these other people. Although Stephen Savichin says, I'm sorry, if he loves, that doesn't work. Although Stephen Savichin says, yishal anashim. What is yishal anashim? Yaseh shurasha, she should make a row of people. Says you should bring 10 people and same for those 10 people. Vyomar Chotasi, you should say, I sin. Vyoshar Avesi, the story that which is right. Vyoshavali, it didn't do me any good. It was okay if he did that. Olav HaKosavim Repoda B'Nat Minavsho. Even the other guy wasn't Moichelim. Nevertheless, consider that he redeemed himself. Me'ever B'Shachas from going through Gehenim. L'Chayoso B'Or Tir, and you will see his life force in illumination. Mace, what if the guy you insulted died? Tzorach mefais del kivrei. You have to go to his grave. Or may man say to him, Sarachis aloch that I did bad to you, and that's brought down actually aloch. Time limit, Aveirus shenis vadalein b'yom kippur nishav, Aveirus which you confessed last Yom Kippur, ain't tzorach vadalein b'yom kippur nishav. Don't confess for them next Yom Kippur. You must say if you did, Olav akosav omer, the pasuk looks at you as kekelev shaval kio, like a dog returning to his vomit. Ksil shonavi valto is a fool who repeats his error. Okay? Tanya Lezer, Lezer argues, says, Omer Areza, Zoraz Nizkor, repeat it again. Akach, repeat it every Yom Kippur. My time, what's his logic? My time is Lezer. Chatasi nedi tom, it's good for the humility to always have your sin in front of you. Okay? Now, Mamakai realized the time of the Rabbanah. What does Rabbi Elazar do with that which Rabbanah said that to repeat your sins over and over again from years ago in Yom Kippur is kekelev shaval kio? It's like a dog going back to his vomit. So he holds
It's not where you repeat the vidu, it's where you do that vera over again. You're only going back on, it's only thought going back on his vomit if you repeat that vera, not if you repeat the vidu. No, the Rabbanon argued, but I'd say not even allowed to repeat the vidu. That's also kelosha.
If you repeat the
vera,
then of course you have to.
Yeah, but not if you. Being misvad on last year's Averus. That's
no,
Rabbanah.
I assume
that. No, but Rabbanah is saying.
He sinned again, the same.
No. We're not talking about such a scenario. Then everybody will do vidu again. So about can.
Oh, can I still? Last year's.
Yeah, I already confessed for 1997 sins. Can I do it again anyway, another year around? And now you say that's the machlokas. So if it says that's not kelim shalom shalom kill, it's only if you commit that aver again, right? Mamakai Rabbanan, who say you should not repeat it again, in the, even if you do it. Tam Rabbi Lezer Chatosi Negdi Tomid. What is that? Shlo Yeb Eino Kilo Ason El Ksho Ason V'nim Chol. Means when you're Baal Tshuva, don't regard as if you never did that verse, but rather have the humility of assuming that you did that and you were atoned for. Mitzvah Avidu, the Mitzvah Avidu is Ev Yom Kippurin In Chashecha before dark. Before you get involved in your tzunim of seconds, in eating and drinking. Even though you misvada in the evening, afterwards, so it was about Shabbos, you have to misvada in the Shabbos again. Even though you misvada in the morning, so it was about Musav, you got to do Musav again. It's a good thing to be misvada. Can't hurt, right? That day, not on last year's Averus, right? Ketzim is vada, how do you is vada? Rebrachim is shere bo, Barbino said, Reboini, my master, Chotasi, I did evil. I did sins. Umeras, he said, did evil. Uva das lo, isi oimid, I had bad opinions. Uva derech choik ismach, I went in a wayward path. Kshem shah, sisi, ain yosim, but that which I did, I will not do anymore. Yotzov, menech Hashem, alukai, maybe a will shed the chaperly abshoy, atone for my rebellions. Nimchle Yaakov, and also I forgive all my sin, intentional sins, receive safli kol chatosi, and forgive all my unintentional sins. Tani, we learned, Tarakli, brothers, myself, you have to say exactly what you did. Divrei Avinu Meseir.
We in fact do not specify, although you're allowed to. We just say Oshamnus and Alchet, which are generic, because you don't actually have to specify. You just have to say I've been rotten. I want to be good. That's good enough. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru said you actually have to specify because Moshe Rabbeinu said Anachatam said Chatogdoyle they sin Vayasulu Emeloi is off. Says he mentioned the sin that they made the golden calf. Marvel Akiva has a prayer. Akiva do with this pasuk. He says no. He's Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in order to be misvada on the sin. It's just to say Chatam said Chatogdoyle would have been enough. It's fine to say that to justify the sins. Migarem lohem who caused them to sin, I should basically have kesef v'zor because I allowed them to get a lot of gold and silver. So he's not actually specifying the sin, but specifying the limud zchus of them. Lama, and what is this similar to? Shein chamor nohek, a donkey does not bray. I think it's bray, maybe it's kick. But anyway, the donkey does not get wild unless el mitok fiyu shel charuv, unless it has a basket full of carobs. In other words, it's only if you have a lot that you become rebellious and rambunctious. If you have a little, you're not so rebellious. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you gave them a lot of gold and silver. What do you expect them to have?
Yishma,
very good. See, if it says, Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Ma'avigoyimer, Ma'amikvah Natar, Satvayim, Ma'akush Baruch Mutai Yisrael, V'cheinu Amen, so it says, V'zarakti L'chem Ma'idrim, Tzareti Mikol Tumoseichem, Koglu L'chem Ater Aschem, Hajla Per Yom Kippurim, V'kulim Esech, Tadiyuma, V'rachmei Dishmai.